91X News.
It's 16 degrees and cloudy at noon. Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema. Environment Canada has issued a severe thunderstorm watch for Belleville and Quinte West. Environment Canada says a nearly stationary frontal zone will trigger scattered afternoon and evening thunderstorms over the region. A few of these storms could become severe with large hail, damaging winds, torrential downpours, and frequent cloud-to-ground lightning. Provincial police acting on a tip came up empty in their search for a missing man from Belleville who police say was murdered. Police searched a wooded area along Highway 401 east of Belleville yesterday but failed to find a trace of Calvin Van Ness. The 65-year-old man vanished from his Belleville apartment 3 years ago. Investigators say he was murdered but have not located his body or made an arrest. A $60,000 reward is being offered for information leading to a conviction. Police were on scene early this morning after a single vehicle collision involving a truck and trailer. Belleville police responded to Casey Road shortly after 1 after a truck struck several mailboxes and then a tree. The driver of the vehicle suffered minor injuries and the incident is under investigation. Quinte West OPP will be hosting a barbecue tomorrow to raise money for the Ride to Conquer Cancer. The barbecue is sponsored by Quinte West Community Policing. The event kicks off tomorrow morning at 11 and runs till 3 at Smiley's Independent Grocer in Trenton. All funds raised go to Princess Margaret Hospital Research. Students will soon be able to attend college and university at the same time, and it will be cheaper than doing them separately. Reporter Jennifer Bowman from QNET News has the details on how students will be able to get a college diploma and a university degree in 4 years.
Loyalist College and Trent University have recently signed an agreement saying they will work together to provide students with more opportunities. That means in some programs, students will be able to go to college and university at the same time, graduating with both a diploma and a degree. One of the first programs the joint system will offer is journalism. Karen Mackey is the Director of Distance and Continuing Education and College Partnerships at Trent University. Mackey says a joint journalism program will probably cost about the same as a university degree, but have more benefits.
I think it just opens up the number of job opportunities that would be open to students and will give them, I think, really quite unique preparation.
The joint journalism program is targeted to begin in September 2012. Jennifer Bowman, QNET News, Belleville.
Quinte West OPP continue to crack down on impaired driving. Since January 1st, Quinte West OPP has conducted 82 ride programs, resulting to 3 arrests. In non-ride incidents and with the public's assistance, another 25 drivers have been charged with impaired driving. It's a busy day for world leaders meeting in France for the G8, including Prime Minister Stephen Harper. Spokesman Dimitri Soudas says Harper will have a number of side meetings in addition to the main discussion.
The Prime Minister will then discuss key issues with President Obama. And a review on progress of the Canada-U.S. shared vision for perimeter security and economic competitiveness. Also, the Prime Minister will meet with the President of the European Council, Herman Van Rompuy, and the President of the European Commission, José Manuel Barroso.
Harper will also meet with British Prime Minister David Cameron, and earlier today met with the Japanese government. Europe's most wanted war criminal has been caught. Tom Rivers has the details.
On the run for years, Ratko Mladic, the wartime Bosnian Serb army commander, was arrested a few days ago in Serbia. DNA tests have confirmed his identity. He was the top military man during the various ethnic Serb campaigns, including the siege of Sarajevo and the massacre of Srebrenica. Mladic faces charges of genocide and crimes against humanity. He's expected to be transferred soon to The Hague, where he'll go on trial. His political counterpart, Radovan Karadzic, is already there. Tom Rivers, ABC News.
The fire flattened neighborhoods, burned houses to their foundations, and reduced yards to ashy ground. But residents of Slave Lake, Alberta, are itching to get back to what's left of their community. Essential workers have gone in to get the town up and running. The rest of the 7,000 residents could be back as early as tomorrow. And authorities in Joplin, Missouri are planning to release a list of people still missing after Sunday's deadly tornado. City officials are continuing search and rescue efforts, while residents looking for missing friends and relatives are pleading for help. Some have been scrawling signs in wreckage, calling local radio stations, and posting on the internet. The death toll in Joplin is at least 125. The astronaut from the space shuttle Endeavour held a news conference today, along with the crew of the International Space Station. Shuttle Commander Mark Kelly was asked his thoughts about this being the final mission for Endeavour.
To retire the space shuttle is pretty significant in the last flight. You know, it's bittersweet, but I think it's time, you know, that we move on and do something, you know, equally exciting. Build a new vehicle and maybe go to new destinations.
Kelly says he talks to his wife, wounded Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, almost daily by phone. Giffords was shot in the head on January 8th in Tucson during a rampage that left 6 dead and 13 wounded. A new study shows more and more women are saying "I don't" to marriage. Researchers in the U.S. say for the first time, married couples make up less than half of all households. They blame the shaky economy, saying women aren't rushing to the altar with the fathers of their children, who are the most frequent victims of layoffs. That's 91X News to 1206. Sports is next.
Come on down to the Bull & Boar Smokehouse Grill. You're all in for a treat tonight with their authentic southern barbecue menu and delicious smoked flavor. Every Thursday night, 4 p.m. till close, it's $10 pitchers. Enjoy that with the rib and chicken combo or the gigantic beef ribs. Or a southern classic like jambalaya, southern fried chicken, or Cajun catfish. And yes, at the Bull & Boar, you can get your meal to go. They also offer catering services. Rub it, smoke it, eat it. At the Bull & Boar, corner of North Front and Bell Boulevard in Belleville. Check them out at thebullandboar.ca.
Good afternoon, I'm Mark Venema with 91X Sports. High school athletes will be taking to the fields today. The CASA AAA Boys Rugby Championships got underway earlier this morning at Mary Ann Sills Park. In junior, Centennial took on Lindsay IE Weldon, and Trenton High went up against Lindsay, with the two winners meeting in the final at 1 p.m. In senior, Moira goes up against Lindsay IE Weldon, and Centennial takes on Finland Falls, with the two winners facing off at 2 p.m. And the final of the CASA AAA Girls Soccer Championship will go at 1 p.m. this afternoon. And tomorrow, the baseball final will take place at Rotary Park at 1 p.m. to decide the championship. And the semis today, Centennial takes on Quinte, and Moira plays Prince Edward Collegiate. The Boston Bruins were hoping they wouldn't have to host another game until the Stanley Cup final, but the Tampa Bay Lightning dashed those hopes. Teddy Purcell and Martin St. Louis each scored twice as Tampa beat the Bruins 5-4. Sending the Eastern Conference Final to a Game 7 Friday in Boston. Bruins left wing Milan Lucic says the Bruins will have to play better in Game 7.
It's going to be our toughest challenge, and we need to put together a full 60 minutes. Once again, in this building, for some reason, we didn't have a good second period, and I think that's a key to our success. We got to find a way to play a full 60 minutes, and that's going to be important going into the next game.
Don Hay is set to become the coach of Canada's World Junior Team. Reports suggest the veteran Vancouver Giants coach will officially be named to the position at an afternoon news conference in Calgary. It will be Hay's second crack at the job after helping Canada to gold at the tournament in 1995. And the host Mississauga St. Michael Majors gained a small measure of revenge at the Memorial Cup with a 3-1 win over Owen Sound. The Attack defeated Mississauga a little over a week ago in overtime in Game 7 of the OHL Final. The Majors advance to tomorrow's semifinal and await the winner of tonight's tiebreaker between the Attack and the Kootenay Ice. The St. John Sea Dogs already have a spot in Sunday's final. The Dallas Mavericks outscored Oklahoma City 14-4 down the stretch and beat the Thunder 100-96 to advance to the NBA Finals. Mavericks forward Dirk Nowitzki says it's great to get back to the finals for the first time since losing to Miami in 2006.
It was a big win, and it feels good to finally go back. I think we tried to go back the last couple years and always fell short, first round, second round once, and feels good to go back. But, you know, this time hopefully we can finish the job, and we'll go from there.
Brandon Morrow goes to the hill as the Toronto Blue Jays look to pull out a two-game losing slide. He brings a 2-2 record into the opener of a weekend series with the Chicago White Sox. Chicago counters with Philip Humber. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports, taking a look at weather. As mentioned at the top of the newscast, Environment Canada has issued a severe thunderstorm watch for the Quinte West and Belleville area. Today, showers with thunderstorms and a risk of a severe thunderstorm. Temperature steady near 15. Tonight, showers, a few thunderstorms this evening with the risk of a severe thunderstorm. Temperature steady near 14. Tomorrow, cloudy with 70% chance of showers, risk of a thunderstorm in the evening and a high of 18. And looking into the weekend, Saturday, cloudy with 70% chance of showers, high 22. And Sunday, cloudy with a high of 26. At 12:10, it's 16 degrees. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. I'm Mark Venema.